It lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather. And he who controls the weather will control the world.
Another week has come and gone in what could rationally be considered a planetary asylum, given all that's unfolding, given all that our species is engaged in at this time while Earth's life support systems implode around us. Consider this 2,500-year-old quote. Strange times are these in which we live, when old and young are taught in falsehood's school, and the one man who dares to tell the truth is called at once a lunatic and a fool. That is from Plato. My thanks to Dale Kay for bringing that quote to my attention. Military men are just dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns in foreign policy. Not my words. Not my words. This quote is attributed to Henry Kissinger from credible sources, though great efforts have been made to deny that he ever said it. Let's again consider a quote from decades-long presidential advisor Zbigniew Brzezinski, who, like Kissinger, was a key policy advisor for those who are pulling the strings behind the curtain. Brzezinski said this: today it is infinitely easier to kill 1 million people than to control 1 million people. Certainly we know governments around the globe are interested in controlling populations and maintaining their power. Why would we not believe there is an attempt to cull populations around the globe right now? The true scope and scale of darkness, of criminality, of what can and should be described as evil, is and has been immense, beyond what most can even begin to imagine, beyond what most are willing to try to imagine. The degree of deception that has been perpetrated on populations cannot truly be comprehended. The depth of harm, injury, and death that has been inflicted on innocent populations by a cancerous criminal power structure is impossible to completely comprehend. Though there have been countless instances and methods by which innocent populations have been experimented on and ultimately poisoned in one form or another, atmospheric spraying of toxic elements is perhaps the most insidious means of willfully poisoning populations of all, and the biosphere as a whole also being completely contaminated. Over 70 years ago, beginning in the polar regions of the planet, the climate engineering assault was first deployed at significant scale. Testing was being carried out during World War II. The climate engineers and those who controlled them perhaps believed they had godlike powers. Earth's climate system was much easier to impact and disrupt, and in the eyes of the weathermakers, to manipulate than formerly believed. This fact must certainly have fueled the ambitions of global power structures. With atmospheric aerosol spraying, they could blot out the sun. They could alter convection, thus the wind. They could saturate the atmosphere with particulates or condensation nuclei, and in doing so could shut off the rain. They could spray larger particles of condensation nuclei, and in doing so, they could create rains on a biblical scale. Like the epic flash flooding that has just occurred in Iran, something U.S. media has failed to cover. Record and deadly floods in the U.S. and in Australia and elsewhere also must be considered directly connected to the climate engineering operations if all available data is investigated and examined. Countries with resources that are coveted by the Western military-industrial complex, like Iran, that are currently enduring, as I stated, catastrophic record floods, have formerly had their flow of precipitation greatly diminished by Western powers and militaries. This fact has been publicly addressed by Iranian leaders, even on the floor of the UN. Numerous other Middle Eastern resource-rich countries have also been the targets of weather warfare and geoengineering-induced record drought. These Middle Eastern countries were named as specific targets by the U.S. government less than a week after the 9/11 false flag event. Even with all that is unfolding around the world, the collapse of wildlife, forests, insects, oceans, fish populations, crops, nuclear power plant meltdowns, rumors of global nuclear Armageddon, etc., in spite of it all, scripted political theater continues to take center stage on all mainstream media propaganda sources. Thus, the mass distraction of populations continues to be carried out while the planet's life support systems are unraveling and collapsing on countless fronts. So much of the U.S. population has been so shielded from global realities, from harsh realities, for so long that for so many, there is an extraordinary disconnect. There is, in so many cases, a complete blindness to the fact that we cannot survive without a functional web of life. That web is dying by the day, and we will all die with it if we remain on the current course. Before pressing on with this broadcast and the most critical frontline breaking headline data, I need to state this. I will state this every week in this broadcast. My appreciation to all those that are continuing to do their best to sound the alarm, to wake others, and to try to alter our current course. I want you to know you have my deepest and most sincere gratitude, and that it is our combined efforts that can yet make a difference. But we must make every day count. Breaking headlines in a moment. This is Dane Wigginton. You're listening to the Global Alert News Hour, episode number 190 for March 30th, 2019. This is a commercial-free frontline news broadcast brought to you by geoengineeringwatch.org and paid for by geoengineeringwatch.org. This news hour is broadcast throughout Northern California, 1670 AM, 104.9 FM, and 105.7 FM, Saturday morning, 6 to 7, and rebroadcast Sunday mornings from 6 to 7. Global Alert News is also broadcast on the East Coast by the PRN Radio Network, Wednesdays 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Recordings of this broadcast can be found at geoengineeringwatch.org under the recent top stories and radio sections. If you're aware of any radio station that would be willing to pick up this commercial-free Global Alert News Hour, please let us know. We'll provide the downloads of our broadcast to other stations for free. Our only goal is to sound the alarm, while it can still make a difference. If you're in the Reading area, as always, this announcement free geoengineeringwatch.org informational materials can be picked up from Orchard Nutrition. For those not in the Reading area, the latest geoengineeringwatch.org awareness-raising materials can be ordered from the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org for our approximate cost of producing and shipping. In the case of climate engineering, it is exponentially more effective to pass on credible printed data, including images that are extremely inarguable. NASA satellite images and so forth, copies of gag orders, patents, Senate documents. It's much more effective to pass on that kind of data than to try to verbally convey an issue of this magnitude and complexity. That's why we make this data available. GEMFAIR, G-E-M-F-A-I-R-E, staunch ally in the fight to expose and halt climate engineering. At every GEMFAIR event, there is a geoengineeringwatch.org informational booth fully stocked with free materials. If you're near a GEMFAIR event, please attend. You can get in for free. If you're there to pick up materials, tell the Ticketmaster why you're there. This week's event, Puyallup, Washington, started yesterday, ends tomorrow at the Washington State Fair and Event Center. Next week, Eugene, Oregon, April 5th through April 7th at the Lane County Event Center. If you're in those regions, please attend. Get materials. Help us to circulate that data. Help us to expose and halt the climate engineering insanity while there's still something left of our planet to salvage. Going to leap right into headlines. There's so much to cover today. I probably won't get through it all, but I will try. In regard to a stunning example of insanity from some in our race, our species, if you will, from the news source GreenWorldWarriors.com and other sources, this incomprehensibly insane headline report, quote, Botswana's plan to cull elephants and sell them as pet food wins ministerial approval. From that report, Botswana is moving towards culling elephants by lifting its wildlife hunting ban after a group of the country's ministers endorsed the idea. Killing elephants and selling them as pet food. How could anyone kill such a magnificent animal in the first place? And what does it take to make a larger percentage of the population realize if the web of life dies, we will die with it, and it is dying by the day? Just look at the insects, as I cover almost every week. There has been a near total collapse of terrestrial insects, 80 to 90%, aquatic insects as well. How long do any of us think we will be here if the insects cannot survive? Moving on, how is the Making America Great Again shale oil boom going? Consider this new headline from Bloomberg.com and other sources. Quote, infected U.S. shale oil is being turned away by Asian buyers. From that report, refiners in South Korea, the top buyer of U.S. seaborne supply, have rejected cargoes in recent months due to contamination. Refiners are worried about the presence of problematic metals, as well as a class of chemical compounds known as oxygenates, which can affect the quality and type of fuel they produce. So there you have it. Not only are the insane fracking operations contaminating what is yet left of our groundwater, these operations themselves contaminate the very product they produce. So many insane human activities going on at once, all converging, the converging cataclysms that we face from every direction. We're still being told that economies are booming, and perpetual expansion on a finite planet with finite resources will somehow magically continue forever. Consider these new headlines. World of negative debt expands to one-fifth of global market. Another headline. Permanent recession for Italy? Question mark. Another headline. South Korean population on cusp of steep decline. Another headline. German inland shipping falls precipitously in 2018. Another headline. French economy unexpectedly contracts after orders slow. Why would it be unexpected? As the biosphere collapses, the economy must collapse. A reminder, nature has historically provided 75% of all global GDP for free, no more. Can't maintain this facade any longer. It is collapsing now by the day. Another headline, German semiconductor giant slashes revenue growth outlook by 50%. 50%. One thing is selling, though. Business is very good for weapons of mass destruction by those who manufacture them. Here's a headline. Israel's genocidal arms customers. From that report, Israel isn't just maintaining a brutal military occupation, it's also supplying weapons to genocidal regimes around the world. But Israel's not alone, are they? The US and the UK are also doing exactly the same, supplying weapons of mass destruction to brutal dictatorships. And this is not to say that China and Russia aren't doing the same. They are. They are. Not on as big a scale, but they're doing it. I'm not condoning any government. They're all bad. They're all criminal, and they're all making and selling weapons of mass destruction. But must we not look ourselves in the mirror first before we can point a finger at anyone else? The weapons of mass destruction that our country and the UK makes, our country specifically selling to dictators like Saudi Arabia, who behead public dissenters and hang them from cranes. And we are supplying them weapons, and no matter what they do, what have we been told? What matters most? They're a good customer of our weapons. So let's forget all their crimes. Let's forget their brutality, as long as they keep buying our weapons. Where is the morality in that equation? Answer, there is none. None. Zero. No morality. And yet all the while, the U.S. public is told that America is a beacon of freedom and democracy around the world. And I'm sorry to have to say what I'm about to say, but it has to be said. That narrative is a blatant, glaring lie, a lie. And it's far overdue for that lie to be faced and acknowledged. I recently viewed a military recruiting commercial that made this claim about military members. Quote, "They fight for country. They fight for honor. They fight to win." Perhaps the last statement about fighting to win is true, but the first two statements cannot be defended. The U.S. military-industrial complex has long since been hijacked as a mercenary force for those who control the U.S. empire. And though I acknowledge that there are good men and women in the U.S. military, good motives cannot compensate for the criminal misuse of military might in the pursuit of resources and hegemonic power. The 5G microwave transmission assault also continues to move forward, an assault against civilian populations. And in spite of the fact that 5G radiation has absolutely positively been proven extremely harmful and dangerous, not to us, but to all forms of life, almost none seem to care. Speaking of assaults, the climate engineering weather warfare operations also continue to be ramped up. On that note, consider this new headline from the Omaha World Herald and other sources. Nebraska seeks federal aid for ag losses. From that report, extreme cold and frequent winter storms were already taking their toll on livestock even before widespread flooding hit eastern Nebraska 2 weeks ago. Where is the coverage of this kind of disaster? And this is a cataclysm. What's happening in not just in the U.S., It's happening in many other locations around the globe. The ability to produce food for populations is being decimated. And what are we seeing on our mainstream media propaganda sources, corporate media? Nothing but meaningless mass distraction. And how many still caught up in that? How many still caught up in the manufactured political divide? The left, right, conservative, liberal, Democrat, Republican, two sides of the same coin, very convincing political scripted theater, while the planet, the biosphere, the web of life, the ability for farmers to produce food is completely decimated. Can't hide this for much longer. Can't hide it for much longer. I've been over in previous broadcasts, the U.S. importing over $40 billion worth of food from countries that are starving to death. To keep our shelves stocked, to keep U.S. populations pacified till the brutal, bitter end. If we can wake the population up before the power structure is ready for that to happen, we could yet change the flavor of what we face, but that effort will take all of us, all of us. Again, about assaults on the U.S. population, very covert. Climate engineering is the crown jewel of the military-industrial complex. They can wage war on populations, including their own populations, to control them, as I went over in the beginning of this broadcast. In the words of former presidential advisor Brzezinski, it is easier to kill a million people than to control them. Weather warfare, again, being the crown jewel of the military-industrial complex. So many ask, if climate modification, aka weather warfare, biological warfare programs, are so massive and devastating, why aren't there legions of whistleblowers? I'm asked that all the time. First, not only is there an illegal federal gag order on all National Weather Service and all NOAA employees, the nation's weathermen. In addition to that, massive surveillance is occurring at every level. People in these agencies, people in military, they know how long their leash is. They know what they can talk about and what they can't. Now consider this. Big Brother surveillance of any potential whistleblowers is also being further ramped up. Consider this new report from DefenseOne.com. Quote, the U.S. military is creating the future of employee monitoring. A new artificial intelligence-enabled pilot project aims to sense, quote, micro changes in the behavior of people. Yes, the Orwellian police state is increasingly out of control. Out of control. That's why we don't have lines of whistleblowers. I was in the Capitol this week for meetings. We are gaining allies in the fight to expose and halt climate engineering. Make no mistake about that. In fact, I was in about 75 offices in total at the Capitol, distributing geoengineeringwatch.org materials. And I do have to say that this particular trip, and I've made about a half dozen of such trips in the past, but this time the attitude was much more receptive. Our 20-page fact and photo booklet helped tremendously, but the receptiveness of the congressional aides and staff was almost without exception very gracious. For so many individuals and so many agencies and industries and certainly media, again, they all know that the climate engineering elephant in the sky is an issue they are not allowed to talk about. The last communication geoengineeringwatch.org got from a major university lab manager, as an example, was a message stating that she had been taken into a room for the second time and told that if she continued to try and address the climate engineering issue, there would be, quote, consequences. Cover-ups of unimaginable proportions continue on countless fronts. Here's another stunning example. The courageous 9/11 Architects and Engineers Group is now suing the FBI for withholding crucial evidence about the 9/11 false flag attacks. And not surprisingly, some news coverage of this extremely important story is already being censored from sources, taken down, taken offline. And I've spoken in the past about those who serve the social media corporations, entities who are carrying out this censorship. Know this, you are taking yourself down with the rest of us. You are a part of the criminality, a part of the criminal cover-up, and one can only hope that if we stand together and we expose the insanity completely, that all those that participated, not just in the crimes, but in the cover-up, will be held accountable by awakened populations, legally and morally accountable. How many people still don't know that a third high-rise building fell on 9/11? I've been over this a lot, but I still meet so many people that did not know. A steel structure high-rise that never got hit by any plane or anything else, and yet it collapsed into its own footprint at free fall speed, 7 seconds. Anyone can view the film footage of this collapse with their own eyes online. How many even bother? Question. So many have so far kept their eyes wide shut. What will it take to open their eyes? The equation of willful blindness must change if we're to have any chance of altering our current course of near-term planetary omnicide. Moving on to a weather update. Rewind to a week and a half ago, Alaska and parts of Canada were shattering high temperature records with parts of Alaska nearly 75 degrees. Last Wednesday, in a very small geographic area of Shasta County, California, which included my family's home on the east side of Lake Shasta, an extremely anomalous and amazingly stationary thunderstorm dropped about 4 inches of hail where I live. Temperatures plunged to about 30 degrees, though they had been near 80 only a few days earlier. Hail the size of marbles pounded our car as we traveled a short distance on nearby Highway 299. In 20 years of living here in this region, I've never seen anything of this intensity and duration. Question, are the climate engineering elements in the precipitation, including the snow and hail? Answer, yes. I have not had a single lab test come back that wasn't contaminated with climate engineering elements. Was this anomalous hailstorm and extreme cool down natural, or was it tainted by the climate engineers? Reminder, nearly 75 degrees in some locations in Alaska a week and a half ago, with heat records still falling in many locations in Alaska. 30 degrees at 2,000 foot elevation in Northern California, only days after it was almost 80. Keep your eyes on the Arctic. We're very close to a complete collapse of the sea ice there, the ramifications of which are dire indeed. I want to state this in regard to lab testing. We now have confirmed yet again that some state-certified labs are falsifying tests. How do we know? Because we are sending duplicate samples to alternative labs. We have just had a test falsified to the degree of 400% reduction in the aluminum contained in the precipitation. I'll say this on this broadcast. We have formerly recommended Basic Lab in Reading for precipitation testing. I'm no longer willing to make that recommendation. I'll leave it at that. We'll report more once we've documented more. Back to the chemical cool downs that are occurring in so many places in the U.S. and other parts of the world. Let's consider the unimaginable March heat occurring in locations of Pakistan and India, which U.S. corporate media is completely covering up. Temperatures in some parts of these countries is pushing 110 degrees in March. This is in the Northern Hemisphere, 110 degrees. To be clear, we don't face global warming. What is unfolding is far worse. We are facing an abrupt climate collapse, being further fueled overall by geoengineering operations. Climate engineering can and is creating large-scale chemical-induced cooldowns like what I have just described, and the massive hailstones will continue. They're getting bigger because the climate engineers are getting more aggressive with the materials they use. The extreme hailstorms will get worse. The weather whiplash flash cooldowns will become worse, storm damage worse, and the pressure being built up in the climate system now is immense. It's been interfered with on a massive scale for some 70 years. The pressure is absolutely immense. And the climate engineers are further ramping up their attempts to try to manipulate that pressure with cataclysmic results, and they are using climate engineering for their benefit, make no mistake about it, and that includes weather warfare being waged on their own populations for their own purposes. It's about power and control. And populations, as they're beginning to wake up, the power structure certainly will try to suppress that with every form of destruction and distraction they can come up with. But the chemical-induced cooldowns come at the cost of an even worse overall warming and a completely contaminated planet. Back to India and what's not being reported on U.S. media, a Category 4 cyclone has been churning in the Indian Ocean last week. How many heard that from U.S. corporate media? Mass distraction sources, that's what they are. Ministries of propaganda, all of it. I don't care what station it is, doesn't matter which side of the coin, from Fox News to MSNBC, all designed to polarize, divide, and distract populations while the planet implodes around us. This reminder again, patented processes of chemical ice nucleation for weather modification, meaning cloud seeding that can and does turn what should have been liquid precipitation into frozen precipitation, and with it, an anomalous surface cool, dense layer of air. Please, don't believe me. Examine the many articles and data links under the Engineering Winter section on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org. And for the record, we should jog our memories to recall that when storm clouds break, the entire sky above them should be blue, not white. Welcome to our geoengineered planet. White, featureless skies so much of the time. What do the makers currently have scheduled for Northern California and much of the Western U.S. for spring? For the moment, it seems the climate engineers have a very different spring planned as compared to the last 10 years. A wetter, cooler spring is scheduled, while the Arctic continues to melt down. The climate engineers can always change their plans or utterly fail in their attempts to manipulate the collapsing climate. The headlines will keep coming, make no mistake about that, and they will get worse fast. Why would the fossil fuel industry be for climate engineering? And if so, does that even make sense when the oil industry has for so long publicly denied that there's even anything wrong with the climate? Rewind to this headline from 2012 from Reuters.com. Exxon CEO calls climate change an engineering problem. Who was the Exxon CEO at that time? Rex Tillerson. Yet another power structure actor in the play, denying that there's any problem with the climate, but yet embracing climate engineering as a fix. Now this new headline report from multiple sources, connect the dots. ExxonMobil could be banned from EU Parliament after failing to show at climate hearing. From that report, ExxonMobil could be the second company after Monsanto to lose lobbying access to members of the European Parliament after it failed to turn up to a hearing into whether or not the oil giant knowingly spread false information about climate change. Of course they did. Remember when the cigarette industry representatives and attorneys said smoking was good for you? How many know that the DDT pesticide ads from the 1940s said exactly the same? And now the same is said of toxic vaccinations, toxic fluoridated water, toxic pesticide-laden foods, and toxic climate engineering operations. Lies and deception and public apathy that must be changed or we are done. Moving on. From ScienceAlert.com and other sources, this new headline, which is yet more confirmation of biosphere collapse and the unbridled insanity of industrialized, militarized society. Here's the headline. Quote, we are in deep trouble, end quote. Carbon emissions break record in devastating global setback. From this report, global energy experts released grim findings Monday last week, saying that not only are planet warming carbon dioxide emissions still increasing, but the world's growing thirst for energy has led to higher emissions from coal-fired power plants than ever before. And again, for those who are still choosing to believe the lie that the more CO2, the better, please, please, just research. We live in a fishbowl. You can't alter the equation in the way that we have. Just because a gas is necessary doesn't mean the more, the better. Water is necessary. If you're 10 feet under, not so good. Please investigate what's happening with the buildup of greenhouse gases on our planet, not just CO2, methane, nitrous oxide, other gases, methane being likely the single greatest threat we face at this point. Climate engineering making that equation, again, worse, not better. In the attempt to mask what's unfolding, climate engineering is pounding perhaps the final nails into our collective coffins. Moving on from CNN and numerous other sources, Doomsday Vault Town warming faster than any other town on Earth. From this report, a warming future. According to the new report, the average temperature where the Doomsday Vault is located, I'm not going to try to pronounce this town, is predicted to rise by 7 degrees to 10 degrees C and rainfall increase of 40 to 65% by the end of the century, depending on the level of global carbon emissions. Now, first, this is a report of pacification because on the current course, we won't be here by the end of the century or mid-century. and perhaps not even by the quarter century mark. Our equation is non-linear. It's as non-linear as it can be. Once the human body has reached its breaking point, breakdown occurs extremely rapidly. The same is true with our living planet, and it has reached its breaking point. Make no mistake about that. The report continues on the doomsday vault. Perhaps the most worrying of all, the thawing permafrost could fuel further global warming. Again, ridiculous equation from someone in academia. Leaping off a 100-story building could cause you harm. That's about the equivalent of this statement. Of course, thawing permafrost will fuel planetary meltdown. These gases don't magically float into space. They are trapped here, and they trap heat. That's what happened to Venus. From this report also, permafrost holds an immense amount of carbon, enough to double the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. Also a lie. It is far, far worse than that. There's enough greenhouse gases and methane deposits alone to turn this planet into Venus multiple times over, and that methane is and has been escaping into the atmosphere for decades. That's the Bermuda Triangle scenario. Formerly frozen methane deposits on the seafloor are thawing and releasing. It aerates the water like a bottle of champagne. Ships have no buoyancy. They sink intact. Please research that subject. Kim Holman of the Norwegian Polar Institute said this: the brutality of nature used to bring joy, but now it scares people. Mr. Holman, this is not just nature. This is the hand of man. There's nothing natural about what's happening on our planet. It's not a cyclical process. Your argument is no more accurate than, again, shooting someone in the head and claiming that that's somehow natural because people die. They wouldn't have died then. The planet wouldn't have died now, but it is dying now, and we are killing it. Back to the all-out assault on food supplies. From multiple sources, coverage of the ongoing record flooding. Flooding has killed livestock, ruined harvest, and has farmers worried. From that report, farmers in parts of Nebraska and Iowa had precious little time to move themselves from the floodwaters that rushed over their lands recently. So many left their livestock and their harvest of 2018 behind. Quote, I would say 50% of the farmers in our area will not recover from this, said Dustin Sheldon, a farmer in southwestern Iowa's flood-devastated Fremont County near the swollen Missouri River. Pressing on with more headlines from TheRepublic.com and other sources, this headline, and before I read it, consider deeply how the U.S. government has always dealt with any populations that were a hindrance to their endless objective of expanding the control of the empire. Here's the headline. And don't forget the climate engineering weather warfare factor as I read it. Again, from Republic.com. Flooding forces evacuations on South Dakota reservation. Native Americans, no surprise that they're being brutalized. Just like the protests for the pipeline in Dakota, massive engineered weather over them day in and day out. Just like the Occupy Wall Street October surprise snowstorm, chemical ice nucleation for weather modification used constantly. Plausible denial. It's just nature. It's just nature. It's not nature. It's not nature causing these anomalous swings and these anomalous cool downs, snowing off and starting at 40, 45 degrees, cooling down eventually from the chemical process that creates a cooled, dense layer of air that settles to the ground. But this is not nature. There can be no legitimate discussion about the climate or the state of the climate without including climate engineering first and foremost, period, end of story. Please remember that. There's this parallel headline from USNews.com. Flooding causes Cheyenne River reservation evacuations. Anyone who's a hindrance to the objectives of those in power is dealt with. Climate engineering, weather warfare, the crown jewel of the military-industrial complex. What agendas are being carried out? On how many levels? To what end? Question. How bad and blatant will circumstances have to get before a majority of the population is willing to look behind the curtain and face the truth head on? What will it take? On this theme, consider this new headline from Time magazine, Time.com. Given the severity and immediacy of the frontline biosphere data, biosphere collapse, consider the absurdity of the following headline. EPA head said climate change is not a top threat because it's 50 to 75 years out. This is yet another recently appointed official to an agency, head official, that's pushing the official narrative of denial that there's anything wrong with the climate. Why? Because they are doubling down again and again and again on climate engineering in the attempt to mask what's unfolding, in the attempt to keep business as usual, in the attempt to maintain their power until the last possible moment. We need to look through these headlines of total absurdity from people who have only ever represented the power structure in one form or another. That's who's running the show at this point. The Foxes have long since been running the hen house. Doesn't matter what stripe they wear. Doesn't matter. All part of the problem. Another headline. Let's get further into the assault on populations. Mosquito spread disease may endanger millions in new places due to climate change. Blaming it all on climate change in this case, not mentioning the biological experimentation, biological warfare, climate engineering, so many other factors. From this report, study finds that places where people have never had the diseases could see outbreaks. Let's move on and connect some more dots on this theme. Now consider this recent headline from National Public Radio and other sources. Consider it deeply. Here's the headline. Scientists release controversial genetically modified mosquitoes in high-security lab. From that report, for the first time, researchers have begun large-scale releases of genetically engineered mosquitoes into high-security laboratories. NPR was the only news organization, and NPR is not a news organization, by the way. They're a propaganda arm of the power structure, period. They're bought, sold, and paid for. If you think otherwise, you have not done your research. The report goes on to quote the Friends of the Earth environmental group, who said this. Quote, this is an experimental technology which could have devastating impacts. There is no could, there is no may, there is no might. Nature, the web of life, is being modified in countless ways, on countless levels, and none of it is for the greater good. Not from modifying the climate, not from genetically modifying our foods, and certainly not from genetically modifying insects. And the biological experimentation that we know is going on, we know that governments around the globe are engaged in this, and using covert weapons like the climate and like the spread of disease to wreak havoc on populations. It's happening. The sooner we collectively face realities and collectively work toward exposing the deceptions, the greater our odds of survival. Let's cover another, taking a different direction here, let's cover another headline that should be given immense scrutiny about deception. Question, how deep do the lies, cover-ups, and deceptions go? Here's the headline from BBC News and other sources. U.S. aims for humans on the moon in 5 years. Just covering deception and the degree of deception that's been carried out in our society. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has said he wants NASA to return astronauts to the moon within 5 years. Wait, let's stop there for a moment. Consider what we're told about the moon missions. We're told that the U.S. astronauts were driving dune buggies on the surface of the moon 50 years ago. And now we're told that we could, may, might be able to make it back in the future. Really? Does this add up? What about this recent headline from Forbes magazine? It needs to be covered again. I've covered this before. It stated this, we lost the ability to travel to the moon. How do you lose the ability to do something you did 50 years ago when technology was a fraction of what it is now and that we've lost the ability to go there? Please question everything. What about this report from the science division of newspunch.com? NASA. I'm just reading headlines. I'm not giving conclusions. I'm reading headlines and I'm asking you to stand back and consider everything that you blindly accepted on every front. Don't believe me. Do the research. Again, what about this news report from the science division of newspunch.com? It states this. NASA said, quote, we're no longer able to visit the moon. Statement from NASA. The report went on to state this. NASA has admitted that they no longer have the technology to send humans to the moon, claiming that it was, quote, destroyed years ago. Let's re-summarize all this. So we had the technology to go to the moon and drive dune buggies around 50 years ago, but NASA, for some unknown reason, quote, destroyed this technology years ago. Does that make any sense whatsoever? I'm just asking a question. That's all. Not giving conclusions. We're all swimming, or rather sinking, in a seemingly endless sea of lies, deception, and incomprehensible criminality. How bad is it? Let's rewind over 50 years. Listen carefully to this short audio and consider that the threat we face is exponentially worse today.
Ladies and gentlemen, the very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no secret is revealed. That is why the Athenian lawmaker Solon decreed it a crime for any citizen to shrink from controversy. I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people, confident that with your help, man will be what he was born to be, free and independent.
We all know Kennedy did not live long after that speech, and I would argue he was the last person in a position of power to truly draw a line in the sand with the power structure. No one has done so since. Any notion to the contrary is mistaken. It's all a part of the act. Doesn't matter who occupies the White House. In regard to the assault on U.S. populations, as they begin to wake up to what has been done to them, the assaults are increasing. Consider this report. Public health confirms measles case in Shasta County, Northern California. And it's not just happening here. The attempt to force vaccinate populations with elements that are scientifically proven to affect our neurological systems, our cognitive ability. This report, this theorized public panic about a few measles cases and warnings at what locations not to go to all over town, as if Ebola was spreading or something of that sort, also an engineered pathogen based on available data. With all this theorized threat to try to panic the population into conformity, into accepting what amounts to increasingly forced vaccinations with scientifically proven toxic materials. Here are some statistical measles vaccination fun facts from the National Vaccine Information Center that you won't hear from the medical industrial complex or the corporate media prostitutes that serve their agenda. Listen closely. As of November 30th, 2018, there have been more than 93,179 reports of measles vaccine reactions, hospitalizations, injuries, and deaths. Again, following measles vaccinations. These reports have been made to the Federal Vaccination Adverse Events Reporting System, including 459 related deaths, 6,936 hospitalizations, and 1,748 related disabilities. Over 50% of those adverse events occurred in children 3 years old and under. So to summarize, we're told to panic about a couple cases of measles when we have nearly 100,000 reports of adverse measles vaccination reactions, including deaths and permanent injuries, statistically far more than anything related to a measles infection. But we're not told this by the media because they are invested in making sure that we receive these toxic vaccinations for many reasons. It's not just monetary gain, not just monetary gain. The actual agendas are far darker. What we face is a collapse of civilization in its current form. Power structure knows that populations are beginning to wake up, and they will try to hamper the functionability of populations in every possible way they can. I don't care how unbelievable this may seem because we've been sheltered from reality for so long. That's what's happening. I'm only asking people to investigate the facts, investigate statistics like those that I just gave, investigate reality. Don't live in a world of bias, preconception, and programming. That's the course to certain near-term omnicide. Please wake up. In last week's broadcast, I covered the fact that the history we've been taught about the polio vaccine success was a blatant criminal lie. I covered a direct quote from the inventor of the polio vaccine stating, and anyone can research this, that's all I'm asking you to do. He stated that the vast majority of polio cases were from the vaccine itself. Now, let's go deeper into the rabbit hole. Not only, just for a moment, I'll get back to the collapsing biosphere after this. Not only did the polio vaccine actually cause polio cases, the chemical DDT, which was released at the beginning of the polio epidemic, we are told, and many of the symptoms for which polio vaccinations were pushed were actually the causes of DDT poisoning. This is very scientifically documented. What I'm asking people to do, again, investigate the facts. Don't believe me, but there is so much more to these equations. Consider what Kennedy just told us, the last one to say this in a position of power, and the rest are simply puppets in the play. DDT poisoning, DDT that we were told then, like the cigarettes, were good for you, actually good for you. Think of the absurdity of such a statement. DDT chemical poisoning, a major factor that caused symptoms in populations that were then pushed by the medical industrial complex as polio symptoms, and they were vaccinated for the same. Not saying polio doesn't exist, it does of course, but there was so much misdiagnosis for what was DDT poisoning. And as that DDT exposure was decreased and the symptoms that were being pushed as polio decreased with that decrease in DDT exposure, and thus the polio vaccine was touted as being a success, which is a blatant, glaring lie. I'm asking you to research everything I'm stating. I don't have time to cover it in depth here. There's far too much to cover. But I want to say this, something to consider, especially in regard to vaccinations and the very polarized beliefs about them. First, it's interesting that so many tenaciously defend the clearly harmful practice of injecting scientifically indisputable neurotoxins, starting with heavy metals like aluminum and mercury, and the vaccine additive thimerosal, not to mention other known biological toxins. Next, even when the proven dangers of vaccinations are accepted to a degree by some, often the propensity is to still defend part of the official lie, again, like the official deception of the polio vaccine, a lie of immense proportion. Then there is the lie of herd immunity from vaccinations. That should also be investigated. It is false. And let's stop and try to exercise some common sense. If you believe in vaccinations and believe because you've had one or your child has had one, they are safe, then why are you worried if another child has not had one? Why are you worried? That doesn't make rational sense. Societally speaking, defending the vaccination scenario, even when one knows of the dangers, even when one has been told the truth, is not rational. Whatever resistance we face by standing fast on the truth is necessary. It's up to all of us to find the courage to face that resistance from many who don't yet want to wake up. Back to the bottom line of our collapsing biosphere. From the UK Independent and other sources, this new announcement of the coming scheduled weather. UK weather forecast Britain to bask in 3-month heat wave. This is the scheduled weather. Will April be the hottest one ever? Another report from the express.co UK. This report along the same theme. BBC Weather Europe to bask in sunshine as temperatures rocket to 25 degrees C, and it's called fabulous weather. Isn't it interesting if there's a massive heat wave like the near 110 degrees in parts of India and Pakistan, it's called fabulous weather. But when it's cold, we're told in the US, it's deadly dangerous weather because they want to instill in US populations how cold, cold, cold it is here. Again, the most anomalously less warm place on the planet, thanks to a military that's bigger than the next 10 militaries combined, pacifying U.S. population with constant chemical engineered cool downs while the rest of the planet fries. Nearly 110 degrees in March. Think about that. Another headline. UK weather forecast Met Office predicts glorious heat wave. It's a glorious heat wave. It's a killer cold weather storm, but it's a glorious heat wave, even if it's 110, I suppose, in India, because that programs the population's mentality. Another headline from multiple sources. For the first time since record keeping began, the Northwest Territories hit 20 degrees C in March. It's about 75 degrees. Been over that last week, this week. In that report, the Northwest Territories broke a symbolic temperature barrier as a heat wave continued last week, reaching 20 degrees C. For the first time since record-keeping began. Another headline, UK Guardian and numerous other sources. This is a headline of confirmation regarding the runaway warming already occurring on our planet. Headline states, warming of oceans due to climate change is unstoppable, say U.S. scientists. How long have we said that at geoengineeringwatch.org? For the entire span of our existence, a decade. We're not going to cross a tipping point. It's not coming. It didn't just happen. It happened about two decades ago. As I've stated over and over, when you crash through the guardrail and you're careening through the air to the bottom of the canyon, you can't just put your brakes on. You're going to the bottom of the canyon. That's where we're headed. Can we still salvage some part of Earth's life support system? That depends on what we do or don't do. From this report, seas will continue to warm for centuries, even if man-made greenhouse gas emissions were frozen at today's levels, say U.S. government scientists, and they say nothing about climate engineering. What happens? That's the great variable. If we can expose and stop climate engineering and allow the planet to respond on its own, industrialized civilization is done. That's a given. But if we can stop climate engineering in time before Earth's life support systems are completely destroyed, that may buy us some time, at minimum. And instead, what do we have academia doing? Betraying the human race and the entire web of life by pushing climate engineering as a cure, which could not be further from the truth, just like they're pushing vaccines as a cure, which could not be further from the truth. And so many other forms of lies, deceptions, and all-out assaults against populations in the web of life. From multiple sources, yet more covert warnings from the power structure and the climate engineers in regard to what the weather makers have scheduled for us all. Hurricanes to deliver a bigger punch to coast. It's coming. They can and were and have suppressed hurricanes, but they are being used for weapons now. We have scientifically documented this. Please search on geoengineeringwatch.org and find more data on this subject. Another headline from multiple sources. UN reports past 4 years were the warmest on record. The report states the past 4 years have been the warmest on record according to the World Meteorological Association's annual State of the Climate report. And I want to state this for those that are still unfortunately propagating the global cooling or coming ice age false narratives. Please understand that you are pushing exactly the narratives that the climate engineers and the power structure want you to push. And ironically, some of the people who push these narratives claim to be fighting climate engineering. That's not true. You're harming the cause. It's not about Al Gore. It's not about carbon credit shams. It's about reality. The planet's imploding. The climate's imploding. Climate engineering is making it worse, not better. We need to expose that. We need to expose the fact that, yes, these problems are real, but there can be no legitimate discussion about the climate or the state of the climate without addressing climate engineering first and foremost. Moving on to the contamination from climate engineering. Reports are pouring in from all over the globe about the massive epidemic respiratory everything related to the atmospheric particulates that we're all breathing in with every breath we take. The greatest single source of these toxic particulates is climate engineering, and we are not being told. Another headline about collapsing food stocks. I want to cover this as fast as I can. What happens when we run out of food? From the BBC states this, our modern society relies upon complex modern supply chains for food. How would we cope if they were to suddenly collapse? There's no if, there's no may, there's no might. It's coming. It's coming. Make no mistake about that. Question, why are so many in places of power so silent about what is unfolding? Consider this quote from former President Woodrow Wilson. Some of the biggest men in the United States in the field of commerce and manufacture are afraid of somebody and afraid of something. They know that there is a power somewhere so organized, so subtle, so watchful, so interlocked, so complete, so pervasive that they had better not speak above their breath when they speak in condemnation of it. Kennedy knows that all too well, doesn't he? Or I should say, didn't he, as he immediately paid the ultimate price for drawing the line in the sand, which has not been done since. Let's stop to consider priorities. Political mass distraction or planetary collapse and the all-out assault against populations by the power structure. Which should be our rational, logical priority? Does that question even deserve to be answered? Though we face countless critical challenges from countless directions, the single greatest and most immediate threat we collectively face is the climate engineering, weather warfare, atmospheric assault, which is also biological warfare due to the highly toxic materials being used, which we are all again inhaling with every breath we take. Stopping geoengineering will not eliminate our fight for life, but it is the greatest single first leap we could collectively make in the right direction. Question, how can we remain calm and focused when facing existential threats from every direction? Consider this 2,000-year-old nugget of wisdom. Quote, happiness and freedom begin with a clear understanding of one principle. Some things are within our control and some things are not. It is only after you have faced up to this fundamental rule and learned to distinguish between what you can and can't control that inner tranquility and outer effectiveness becomes possible. That's from the Stoic philosopher Epictetus. If we are to stand against the unfolding storm, we must stand on unshakable principles and values. Our will cannot be taken from us ever. Though the horizon is dark, we can yet make a difference, even at this late hour. If each of us, all of us, stand together, we must never yield to the insanity, ever. If we resolve ourselves to do all that we individually can to help turn the tide, and when our collective efforts are calculated, who can say what good we may yet accomplish? Make your voice heard in the critical battle to wake sleeping populations. Share credible data from a credible source. Make every day count. Until next week, this is Dane Wigington with GeoengineeringWatch.org.